Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Knepper. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Vail. Batting sixth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Carlos Lescano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive towards third. Randle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Evans reaches second base with a double. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to third. Clark moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesu. The throw from May and he is safe. DeJesu steals second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vail who is chasing the ball. LeMaster reaches third base with a triple. Stennett goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper strikes out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LeMaster scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. North moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from foot and he is out, Randall applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a line drive towards third. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford who is chasing the ball. Randall reaches third base with a triple. McLaughlin goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Giants. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. DeJesus reaches third base with a triple. Randall scores. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Buckner reaches second base with a double. DeJesus scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0 for 1 in the game. Vail hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buckner scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Knepper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carlos Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lescano moves to second. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lescano moves to third. Dillard moves to second. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Randle reaches second base with a double. Lescano scores. Dillard scores. McLaughlin moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Tom Griffin now pitching. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. DeJesus is hit by the pitch. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Ivan DeJesus. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLaughlin tags and scores. Randle tags and moves to third. Kelleher tags and moves to second. One out. It's 7-2, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-2, Cubs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lescano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing shortstop. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. North strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McLaughlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. McLaughlin reaches second base with a double. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vale. May reaches second base with a double. Wolford moves to third. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wolford scores. May moves to third. It's 10-3, Cubs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster hits a fly ball into center field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 10-4, Cubs. Terry Whitfield pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Halicki now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vale hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-4, Cubs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. Foote hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-4, Cubs. Carlos Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillard is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McLaughlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lescano moves to second. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it and throws to second for the out. Lescano moves to third. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-5, Cubs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive towards short. Kelleher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15-5, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Vale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lescano hits a pop-up. Foul, towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Figueroa now playing left field. Tim Blackwell now catching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into center field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Stennett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 15-6, Cubs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Figueroa. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 15-8, Cubs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. North hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 15-9, Cubs. Bill Caudill now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Giants 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Larry Herndon now playing right field. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Caudill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caudill strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Giants 9. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCovey strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 15, and San Francisco Giants, 9. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.